I shared yesterday about the need, the mission of us to make a compelling and convincing case for Christ by the way that we live our lives in our culture, that we are called to be witnesses to. In our scriptures today, I think we see something of what I would call making a case for the curiosity of Christ, awakening curiosity in the hearts of those who would come to know Christ. We hear St. Paul in his great speech today on the Areopagus talking about every human being seeking the truth in his or her heart, that human beings by nature are curious. We desire to know the truth, and we're built with hearts that seek after the truth. Jesus in our gospel talks about having so much more that he has to say to his disciples. He awakens curiosity in their hearts. If we want to be able to share the truth with those who do not yet know Christ, first we must make them curious. It's that curiosity, that seeking after the truth. And so part of our discipleship strategy, a discipleship culture, is how do we awaken a curiosity for Christ? Are people curious for what we have to share with them? By way of a little illustration, just this morning we had our last in our series of bird club meetings with our St. John's students, and we woke up early. We went to Kinder Park this morning and took an hour-long nature hike looking out for different birds. And we might stop and ask, what is it that leads children to wake up early enough to drive out to a park to do an hour-long hike looking for birds? Something about the curiosity in their hearts, that natural curiosity that we have as human beings to seek after something, to understand what's around us. One of the funny things about, you know, when you begin to have a curiosity about something like birds, I know for me, when I got first joined that little club, you look around and you say, bird, 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 bird. They all kind of look the same, and they're all unknown to me. They're all unknown birds. Until you begin to learn how to seek after them and how to name them. And so with that expert guide, someone to awaken that curiosity, things that are unknown all of a sudden have a name, and you say, oh, that's a cardinal, or oh, that's the call of a robin. That curiosity that is in the hearts of not just children, but really all of us. This is something akin to what St. Paul is doing today as he's speaking to the Gentiles, the Greeks. He walks into what he sees as, oh, this is a very religious culture. They prided themselves, the Greeks, on being very philosophically minded. They like questions. They're seekers. And St. Paul said, I'm going to use that. Their natural curiosity, their seekers' hearts, I'm going to use that. Sometimes we bemoan a culture that calls itself spiritual but not religious. Well, appeal to their spirituality. Use that to your advantage. Use that curiosity. You want spirituality? Let me tell you about the Holy Spirit and ask you good questions about that. St. Paul appeals to their natural curiosity in order to awaken or use that as a little foothold or a stepping stone to begin on the proclamation of the gospel. That curiosity is important for us always to nurture because we worship a mystery. If we're worshiping a great mystery, the mystery of God, the mystery of faith, how can we be anything other than eternally curious here in this world? If we're worshiping a mystery, one of the greatest ways to lead people to truth, to the mystery, is leaning into that natural curiosity that we have. And one of the great sins of the church is to make God boring, to make God uninteresting. Maybe sometimes we've made God a little bit too boring for people. Maybe God has become way too familiar to ourselves. just like those birds. St. Paul goes around and he's pointing out all these different gods, and he says, oh, here's one that I bet you don't know. You call it the unknown God. This unknown God has a name. His name is Jesus. And so we're awakening that great curiosity, which is why, as Christians, we should always be not simply giving good answers, but asking good questions to people. Use as a starting point that curiosity. Maybe it's people in your family or your workplace. What are the questions that they are asking? Before we start doling out ready-made answers for people, what are the questions that the people around us are asking? That's where their curiosity lies. Let's use that. They're asking good questions. Sometimes we have to listen first to what the questions people are asking before we give them what we think are the right answers. Making people curious for Christ. If we will lead people to all truth, including ourselves, we all have good questions. We need to nourish our own curiosity. Curiosity is basically this, I would say. It's making the familiar strange and making the strange familiar. Maybe God, our faith, is too familiar to us now, and God wants to become a little bit more strange to us. Maybe religion is so strange to somebody that it has to become familiar. In our evangelizing task, like St. Paul, we're called to awaken that natural curiosity in people's hearts. When there's that curiosity, it will get us out of bed to do something like worship God in the morning. If you don't believe me, just look at the kids who get themselves out of bed to go bird watching at 7 in the morning. What's going to get us out of bed to follow God? It's a curiosity that we want to seek the truth.